This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the Department of Justice, they're proud of themselves because they took down somebody and then charged him with 21 different federal felony counts. Who and what? Well, that's what we're getting into. Alexander Vinnick was arrested in Greece to face charges in the United States. Story comes from the Department of Justice. It's their press release, you know, touting their big, huge, giant victory, if you will. A grand jury in the Northern District of California has indicted a Russian national and an organization he allegedly operated, BTCE. BTCE, for those of you not familiar, was one of the larger online exchanges for Bitcoin. I'm not sure if they had other cryptos on
there or not.
But there was actually somebody at our local Bitcoin meetup yesterday that told us about this. Chris, you were there. I was there. We had nitrogen ice cream. It was absolutely amazing. But this guy had a decent amount of money on the exchange. And he said, hey, anybody know what's going on? The exchange is down. And apparently the guy that was running it or somebody that they think was running it wound up getting arrested. And, yep, sure enough, Alexander Vinnick, the guy alleged to be the operator, was arrested again in Greece for what the U.S. government claims was operating an unlicensed money services business, money laundering, and, quote, related crimes, end quote.
Now, hold on, Daryl. Isn't Bitcoin like, it's more like a protocol of the Internet, which means it spans all countries. Forgive me for reading ahead, but this guy wasn't a U.S. citizen, correct?
Correct.
He wasn't operating himself, his person, wasn't operating in the United States.
Correct, but some of his customers were in the United States. Therefore, Uncle Sam claims to have jurisdiction over this guy.
World police.
Yes.
Yes,
that's basically
what the U.S. will say.
As long as you have any connection to a quote-unquote U.S. person, and you then do something illegal with said U.S. person, then the U.S. government is going to claim jurisdiction over you.
Okay, so folks listening at home, think about that for a second.
And U.S. person doesn't necessarily mean just a flesh and blood breathing human. It could also be a corporation. It could be an unincorporated association. It could be anything.
Yeah, my biggest concern, which is not a new concern at all, and it's not tied to this story directly, but we do continue to try to act as the world's policeman. We see anything going on anywhere in the world, and suddenly it's upon us to send out our G-men and send out our agents and correct this evil that's wrong. What if the rest of the world, maybe there were, we'll get into this in the story, I'm sure, maybe there were other countries involved in this, but what if other countries were like, you know what, we're fine with BTCE. We're not doing anything that we think is bad.
And I'm not going to read off the list of names, but I will read some of the agencies that were involved in making this announcement yesterday. The Internal Revenue Service, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, the FBI, the United States Secret Service, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Office of Inspector General, and the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network of the U.S. Department of Treasury, also called FinCEN. Those are just some of the entities that were involved in making the announcement. We'll continue with the press release here from the Department of Justice, but first, your calls, 855-450-FREE. We've got Zach calling in from Ithaca. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Talking about the first human embryo being modified with CRISPR, or the first announcement of that happening, and I think that the question of the ethics is ultimately irrelevant, because not only is it happening, it's going to happen even if it isn't publicly disclosed. It's been happening, and it's essentially a question of eugenics is the ultimate issue being debated, if that makes any sense.
Excellent point.
Yeah,
but isn't that interconnected with ethics?
Excellent point.
I mean, a lot of what goes on in biomedical research, going back, like Mengele is an excellent example, or all the hypothermia research that was done by the Japanese on the Chinese during World War II, like the public disclosure of something requires the ethical question to come into play. But in reality, there's a lot of really weird, cutting edge, life extension, DNA editing, all this stuff, you know, it's called transhumanism, essentially. You guys have seen the movie Gattaca, right?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you're kidding, Daryl.
No.
Run right out and rent that tomorrow.
Where am I supposed to get
it? Like a movie or is it a documentary?
Those things don't exist anymore.
Get down to your local Blockbuster, Daryl.
Is it a movie or a documentary?
It's a movie.
Gattaca is a dystopian future. Well, some of you could argue dystopian, where essentially there is a genetic underclass. They're called invalids or invalids, people who have glasses, people who are not genetically edited before they were born. And then a higher class of people who were modified, who have... you know, the perfect DNA. And there's a guy who is posing as a genetically modified person to pursue his dream of becoming an astronaut. I don't want to spoil the movie for you. It's Ethan Hawke. That's probably his best movie.
Yeah. No, that's a good summary of the film. And it is a good film. And it does bring up these questions that now, thanks science, we're kind of faced with. And as it becomes public,
I'd say even before it becomes public, there is still the ethical question. Well, just because I don't know that something is happening doesn't mean that it's not unethical.
Some people would argue that me dissecting a frog in elementary or middle school or whatever is unethical. You know what I mean? Like, you're never going to be able to please everybody.
The thing is, though, the point that I'm trying to get across to you is that the ethical question is irrelevant, because this stuff is going to happen whether or not it is ethical or not. They're going to
I don't think that makes
DNA.
The ethical discussion irrelevant.
I think we're all going to have our own
the
ethical
United
questions.
The United States military is going to bomb people around the world. The question of is it ethical is still a valid question. Just because it's happening doesn't mean that you can't say it's unethical.
I think if you implied that debating the ethical question could change the course, then I agree with him that it's irrelevant. They're going to do what they want to do.
Are you guys familiar with the eugenics movement going back to Margaret Sanger around the time that Planned Parenthood was created? It was the American Eugenics League. And people were like, this is creepy. We just can't keep killing the weak. So it was rebranded. And all of these eugenics movements and principles were kind of interwoven. There's that picture of the tree, the eugenics tree, with sociology, history, science, all that. It's been going on for like 80, 100 years, probably back in the 1800s, this idea that you could refine and control the evolution of humanity. And it's obviously wrong. It's an evil thing.
Right.
But who is pursuing it? Who are the people that want this? And essentially it comes down to, a power elite that sees himself as separate from the lower orders of humanity, who want to defeat God and live forever. I don't want to get into some sort of wacky conspiracy stuff, but all these billionaires in the new season of House of Cards, they're talking about, radical life extension technology. One of the billionaire guys is having his brain scanned so he can live forever in a computer.
Yeah, but I think you're dead on, and it does sound conspiracy theory-ish to a lot of people, but The fact of the matter is there were eugenics programs that were pursued by the United States going back into the progressive era. And those were, at that time, the rich and powerful. A lot of those names you still recognize today. And it was done with government, in hand with government.
Zach, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3.
1-800-259-9733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Get help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community on their Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play games online with the cryptocurrency. The source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. And we're talking about one of the stories that you can find at news.bitcoin.com. However, we've got the article from, or rather the press release from the Department of Justice, where they're really proud of themselves, busting the alleged operator of BTCe, which was and hopefully will again be a Bitcoin exchange to where people can buy and sell Bitcoin. But right now the site is down. The alleged operator, Alexander Vinick, has been arrested. There's a whole slew of U.S. government entities that were involved in arresting him in Greece. He's not an American. He's a Russian national. Again, he was in Greece, but the U.S. government claims jurisdiction over this man because some of his customers were Americans. U.S. attorney, last name Stretch, he's in the long list of names given by the DOJ that were involved here. He says, cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin provide people around the world new and innovative ways of engaging in legitimate commerce.
Oh, sounds good so far.
Well, I'm glad they acknowledge that.
Right.
As this case demonstrates, however, just as new computer technologies continue to change the way we engage each other and experience the world, so too will criminals subvert these new technologies to serve their own nefarious purposes. Oh, you mean the same way that criminals subvert any kind of technology? Cars are wonderful things, but did you know that criminals use them as getaway vehicles when they rob banks?
I've heard that. Sometimes they'll even have specialists that specialize in using cars to drive the criminals away from the bank.
And did you know that people will use cars to run moonshine and other illegal liquid substances?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes. That's how NASCAR wound up forming, by the way, is a bunch of bootleggers got together and said, hey, wouldn't it be fun to race each other in a track and keep turning left for 500 miles? And another redneck said, that sounds like fun. Let's do it.
Woo! Come on,
we're
Darryl,
turning left.
Where's the NASCAR love? Now, anything can be used criminally. Virtually anything. Hand me a pencil, I'll stab Heather with it. Now I've used it criminally. Heather, I'm not really going to stab you with a pencil. But that's the thing. And, you know, where do you draw the line? At what point is it not the government's business about everything that could possibly be used illegally?
Yeah. The quote here from Attorney Stretch says, this office will continue to devote the necessary resources to ensure that money launderers and cyber criminals are detected, apprehended, and brought to justice wherever and however they use the internet to commit their crimes.
Well, good. So when they seized all the, I assume they seized assets.
Presumably. It's
right.
Listed in the 27-page indictment.
Well, good.
And so let me actually, I'm on the penalty sheet right now where it lists the various counts. Let's go through this since I've got it pulled
up. Before we do, I just want to make sure that the government didn't seize anybody who was innocent of any crime, didn't seize their stuff, too, in this, $4 billion seizure, right?
I'm not sure how much they seized. They claim that he laundered somewhere around, $4 billion. The count one is operation of an unlicensed money services business. 5 years imprisonment. Count two, conspiracy to commit money laundering. not more than 20 years, not more than $500,000 fine, or twice the value of the property involved in the transaction, whichever is greater, and not more than 3 years of supervised release and a $100 special assessment. Counts 3 through 19, money laundering. Not more than 20 years imprisonment, not more than $500,000 fine, or twice the value of the property involved in the transaction, whichever is greater, not more than 3 years of supervised release, and a $100 special assessment. Now, before I read counts 20 and 21, did you notice something here about the fine?
Yeah. So you, the minimum you could ever pay would be $500,000. Or twice what they say the amount is. And if they're alleging right. that he laundered $4 billion, that would put his fine at $8 billion?
Somewhere around there. So we're charging you twice what we allege you laundered because we can. Before I continue with the rest of this, who's the victim here?
Well,
who's the victim?
All those people that ended up with very clean money, I guess, because it got laundered. Maybe an extra rent cycle.
Right, and when governments wind up laundering money, now they don't call it laundering money, but they do it all the time. They don't see that they're actually laundering money.
What, like the CIA laundering all the money it was making off of running drugs in the 1980s?
Well, there's that. There's
running
also
1990s. Terrorist groups.
There's also the, right. you know, that.
Let's just give the money directly to the terrorists. Isn't that the whole point of money laundering laws?
Taking money from somebody.
From getting into the hands of bad people?
Right. Taking money from somebody that they allege did something illegal without ever charging them with a crime.
Sure.
And then... Oh, no. It got seized by this government entity and then redistributed to this other government entity, and then we bought these really expensive toys.
Right.
So that's not money laundering because government.
Right.
But yet, if I take some money and then I funnel it through another person's business and then it comes back to me, that's money laundering. But when governments do it, it's not money laundering. It's asset forfeiture.
Well, and under our crazy laws regarding anti-money laundering, AML, which is sort of the acronym that's used, right. I know your customer.
AML, KYC, you'll oftentimes hear those together.
Right. You can look at these things and you can come up with all sorts of ways in your personal life that that you may actually be committing some sort of a stupid crime because government says,
right.
you know, If I loan some stranger $20, I'm feeling generous.
Right.
But I don't know him. I don't, you know everything about him, and I haven't got a copy of his driver's license and things like that.
Right, right.
And I take his money back, or I invest it, and then I give it back to him or something like that. I'm probably guilty of some stupid money laundering law.
Counts 20 and 21, engaging in unlawful monetary transactions. Again, a 10-year sentence, not more than $500,000 or twice the value of the property. And then they did some asset forfeiture on this guy. There's more, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the arrest of Alexander Vinnick, the alleged operator of BTCE, which was one of the larger Bitcoin exchanges, where, again, he's been arrested in Greece. He's Russian, but the U.S. federal government, a lot of different agencies, Homeland Security, ICE, the FBI, Secret Service, the FDIC, and the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN Division of Department of Treasury, involved in the arrest. Again, the charges, one count of operating an unlicensed money services business, one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, counts 3 through 19, money laundering, counts 20 and 21, meaning two counts engaging in unlawful monetary transactions, plus there was some asset forfeiture. And again, we don't know if all of the assets that were forfeited were assets that belonged to Vinnick, or if some of the people that just happened to have accounts on BTCE had their assets forfeited as well.
Can I boil all this down? Because this is really complicated when we talk about all these money laundering laws. Here's what it is, folks. It means that somebody had the gall to come up with a way that allowed money to flow from one person to another without being taxed. it made it very hard for the government to figure out how to extract their tax from these monies, or to allow some people to have money that wouldn't be taxed. You can call this whatever you want.
I can tell you from having worked in insurance, like in order to get my licensing, I had to answer a bunch of questions and study money laundering. And one of the ways they wash money is with life insurance policies.
Sure.
Where people involved in illegal trades with money that hasn't been taxed, they take the money and they purchase life insurance policies, cancel the life insurance policies, get a check back from the company, and then it looks like clean money when you bring it to a bank and hand them a check right. from a life insurance company, as opposed to walking into a bank with $100,000.
It's a good tip for anybody out there who's hoping to avoid some taxation.
If you've ever watched Breaking Bad, and spoiler, the show's not been on the air for several years, and I know people get all up in a tizzy if I give the plot of something that's been out longer than a year.
You've been accused of ruining this show repeatedly.
So, anyway, part of, you know, like a major part of the show is Walter White, who is also known as Heisenberg. Yep. He sells the blue meth. You learn that very early on, by the way. He buys a car wash to launder his money.
Right. Cash business. Lots of cash comes in. Cash goes out.
Lot of cash comes in. And then it winds up being clean money. And I think for, you know, the symbolism, they made sure to do a car wash because laundering money.
Yeah, make it all clean.
Making things clean with a car wash. But, you know, that's another thing. It's not necessarily, oh, this wasn't taxed and now it needs to be taxed. It could just be, here's money that is subject to forfeiture because it's connected to something illegal and we need to make it look legitimate.
Well, call it whatever you want, but in the end, governments do not want money to flow around or be in existence unless it has been taxed.
Well, if you look at...
very, very, very few exceptions.
If you look at line, I believe it's 21 on Schedule C of the IRS 1040, the instructions indicate that you're supposed to list income from illegal activities on that line. Line 21, Schedule C, IRS 1040. So whether it's, you know, legal or illegal money, they want you to claim it so that they can tax it. The press release here from the Department of Justice continues with a quote from Acting Assistant Attorney General Blanco. He says, as this case demonstrates, the criminal division employs a multifaceted approach to dismantling criminal enterprises by prosecuting the criminal actors themselves and shutting down their ability to monetize their crimes through entities that facilitate money laundering. The criminal division will work tirelessly to identify those who use technology to conduct and obscure their criminal activities, as we ensure there are no safe havens from U.S. justice for those who seek to victimize Americans. Where's the victimization here? What? Like, he's using words that are English words, but the structure that he's putting them in do not mesh with reality.
No. When you have victimless crimes, government alleges that society, American society, is the victim. That's all they're doing. They're saying that because of all these things, the American people have suffered. Though I don't feel like I've suffered at all for a Bitcoin exchange to have existed in Russia.
Yeah, like, think too.
What did it do to me?
You got to think too, like, with when people think of this money laundering and not paying taxes, I think a lot of people that pay their taxes to avoid going to jail, you know what I mean, probably get a little bitter about it because it's like, well, I'm paying mine, you should have to pay yours. But the problem is that nobody should be paying the kind of taxes that we're paying. When you think about that, there's not just anti-money laundering laws. There's so many petty laws. Like, some states are worse than others. I know in Massachusetts, like, I made a post the other day, like, what is the most outrageous government law that you can think of? And it's, like, just the things, like, what you can paint your house color, what you can do this, you can do that, like, just the craziest things. And we're paying taxes for people that are in charge of enforcing these stupid laws. So when you think of people that are avoiding paying taxes, they're not, you know, trying to, you know, not pay for the starving people on the street. They're not, you know what I mean? It's just, but we're paying so much, right? So when you finally get to that breaking point and you're like, okay, well, we're paying too much in taxes, what do? You try to not pay taxes. Like, what other recourse is there other than, like, a violent revolution? I mean, I really don't understand.
But there's an idea.
But you see what I mean? Or secession, like we saw with Brexit. I mean, this is what happens. When you start being like, okay, we'll just, you know, pay and comply, well, eventually they're going to ask for more and more and more and more. And finally, right, while you're bitter about the guy that was, you know, being civilly disobedient and not paying taxes, all of a sudden, you're going to get to a point where, like, I don't want to pay either. Like, it's just not worth it anymore. Like, it's not.
Right, and it sounds a lot like what happens if you have a bucket full of crabs.
I don't know where you're going.
I can't wait to see where this one goes. Please, Daryl.
If there's a bucket full of crabs and one crab tries to climb out, the other crabs, they don't try to help him escape. They pull him back into the bucket. And it's the same sort of thing to where you've got people say, well, I wound up being, you know, hazed when I joined a fraternity 20 years ago. These young kids, they should also have to be hazed. Well, I paid taxes. You should, too. I don't find ways around various taxes. You shouldn't either. And let me make sure that I'm very clear on something here. It's not just cryptocurrencies that people use to wind up avoiding taxes. Have you ever heard of a thing called getting paid under the table? Yeah, I'm fairly certain you have. And it's, you know, a fairly common practice to where people will, you know, sometimes ask, hey, that overtime you had me work, any way you could, you know, like, not put that on the books and give me cash for that?
Right.
Oh, that handyman job that I did for you, give me some cash instead of writing me a check.
Right. But it benefits, hold on, both parties, too.
Right.
So the person doing the labor isn't getting taxed on their labor, and the person paying for the labor isn't encumbered by all the government overhead. They don't have to create a new file, so they have to set up their employee withholdings for their taxes and everything else. It's nuts. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, I've seen actually stores around here, like gas stations and stuff, that says save money, pay for your gas with cash. Like, they're encouraging people to pay with cash to get gasoline at local gas stations.
Sure.
Right. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, the high fees that credit cards. 3.9% plus 30 cents per transaction. You're buying $5 worth of gas. That gas station winds up losing money. They're not making anything on that. 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. About the arrest of Alexander Vinnik, the Russian citizen arrested in Greece by the United States government. We're going over the press release where the Department of Justice, they're really proud of themselves. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And FreedomsPhoenix.com is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. We'll get back into this press release from the DOJ, but first, your calls and thoughts. We've got John Doe calling in from Milwaukee. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I heard just a little bit of the last piece where you guys talked about stupid laws, and I heard something about crabs. So that brought to mind Wisconsin State Statute 944.16, which is adultery, prohibits anybody who's married from having relations with anyone outside of the marriage. It also prohibits a person having relations with someone who is married.
Is there an exemption for politicians?
No, there isn't. There isn't an exemption.
That surprises me.
But this is one of those things of how is it enforced? Is it enforced? Right. When's the last time they actually charged somebody with this?
It is not. It is not enforced. It's been brought up during, you know, various scandals of Milwaukee politicians,
right,
specifically the Milwaukee police chief, Edward Flynn, I think in like maybe 2011 or 2012, where he had an affair, allegedly, or actually I believe it was admitted to. But I dug around a little bit as I was on hold, and it looks like there was maybe somebody up in, like, northwestern Wisconsin in a prostitution scenario who had sex with a married person and was charged. I can't find, like, anything solid on it. But, yeah, you can be...
Yeah, that sounds like it might have been, you know, one of those tack-on charges.
Selective,
let's just wind
yeah.
up, you know, throwing a bunch of charges and wind up getting
right.
you to take a plea. And
right.
we've got
I
something similar on the books in New Hampshire, and there was actually a proposal a couple of years ago to repeal that, and one of the state reps said, well, even though we're not enforcing it, we can't just repeal this because then people might get the wrong idea and think that we condone adultery.
Unreal.
Right,
yeah.
right.
John, good
okay.
call. Thank you. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. Back to the press release from the DOJ, skipping down a good bit, and I did share the link so that you can find it and read the full thing at your leisure if you want to. It's on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live. The press release continues. The indictment describes Alexander Vinnick, 37, a Russian citizen, as the owner and operator of multiple BTCE accounts, including administrator accounts and also a primary beneficiary or a primary beneficial owner of BTCE's managing shell company, Canton Business Corporation. According to the indictment, and this is, you know, one of those weird legal sorts of things to where you can put whatever you want to in an indictment.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's true. You can say is alleged to have and say whatever you want to.
Right.
And as long as it's coming from, you know, this government press release or a quote-unquote trusted media outlet, people will pick up with it and run. It's been reported that fill-in-the-blank horrible thing happened.
And these guys are at fault.
So, yeah. Again, innocent until proven guilty, but these are the allegations that the U.S. government is throwing out. They say, according to the indictment, numerous withdrawals from BTCE administrator accounts went directly to Vinnick's personal bank accounts. The indictment further alleges that proceeds from well-known hacks and thefts from Bitcoin exchanges were funded through a BTC administrator account associated with Vinnick. Vinnick was arrested in Greece on July 25th. According to the indictment unsealed, they say today, but was actually yesterday, BTCE, founded in 2011, was one of the world's largest and most widely used digital currency exchanges. The indictment alleges that BTCE allowed its users to trade in the digital currency Bitcoin with high levels of anonymity. The indictment alleges that although Bitcoin has known legitimate uses, the virtual currency, like cash, can be used to facilitate illicit transactions and launder criminal proceedings.
What, Daryl? You can use cash for illicit purposes? Did
yes.
the government just admit to that?
Here's one of the huge differences between cash and Bitcoin. I've never seen anybody roll up a Bitcoin and snort drugs with it.
That's a good point.
But you can do that with dollar bills.
What was the percentage of some like 80 or 90% of all U.S. currency?
Of U.S. currency reportedly has trace amounts of cocaine.
Yeah.
And there was a TV show. Do you remember the show Mansers that was on Spike?
No, I never saw that one.
So they combined the word man and answers. Mansers.
Ah, I get it now.
And one of the things that they did was a study to figure out how many dollar bills you would need to wind up getting a dose of cocaine.
Just get a decent rail out of them?
Yeah.
How many?
I forget, but it was a good many.
Yeah, the problem is
in the thousands.
Everything else you get off a dollar bill. I, for one, work in retail. We own a small shop. And I have hand sanitizer right next to the drawer because I handle money all day and it disgusts me. I don't mind handling Bitcoin, though.
The press release here from the DOJ continues with the DOJ accusing Vinnick and BTCE of heavily relying on criminals, including by not requiring users to validate their identity. obscuring and anonymizing transactions and sources of funds.
So that basically says that if anyone wishes to become anonymous, they are by default involved in criminal activity.
Right. So most of the time when I go to some kind of place and they're like, can I have a name for the order? I don't give them my name.
Right.
Unless I know the person, in which case they just, you know, go ahead and write Daryl. I'll just give them made up name. Frederick Bastiat. Yesterday at the ice cream place. Wombat. So after they wound up making my s'mores with bacon, ice cream, and liquid nitrogen, they wound up calling out, Wombat! And I walked up and grabbed my ice cream. So does that mean that I'm some kind of, you know, wanted criminal because I was obscuring my identity by eating ice cream?
But again, it's the implication by government that should you decide to be private in your affairs, in
right.
your papers and in your money or in whatever it is, by default, you are somehow an alleged criminal. And it's the same thing when we talk about people that wish to use encryption. You know, the government has come out and said, you know, we're going to take a much harder look at people who utilize encryption in their internet traffic.
Right. And some of those words you used came directly from the Fourth Amendment, which is, you know, one of the things that I allegedly have, right, you know, like the government worshippers say government gives me rights. Okay, well, like they give me the right to be secure in my person, paper, property, and effects.
Right.
The article here, or rather the press release, continues that Vinnick is alleged to have received funds from the infamous computer intrusions or the hack of Mt. Gox, which was an earlier digital currency exchange that eventually failed in part due to losses attributable to a hack. The indictment from the DOJ alleges that Vinnick obtained funds from the hack of Mt. Gox and laundered those funds through various online exchanges, including his own BTCE and a now-defunct digital currency exchange, Tradehill, that was based in California. So I'm guessing this is the sort of string here to where the U.S. government is claiming jurisdiction over this guy. Ah, well, one of his businesses was based in the U.S., so therefore we've got jurisdiction over everything he did. Ever.
Right.
Did he jaywalk at some point? You're going to charge him with that, too? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today, 972-